targeting three Alabama hospitals. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Three Alabama hospitals are being forced to turn away new and non-emergency patients after their systems were compromised by a ransomware attack. Police said the hackers hijacked access to the hospital's computer networks, which kept them from admitting new patients. Ransomware attacks have targeted numerous cities, including Baltimore and Atlanta, over the past year. A few of the targeted cities have paid the ransom, which so far has totaled more than $1 million.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You know, this past week, I was delving back into Greek mythology and some ancient Greek plays. I do. I always go to the classics. Ancient Rome, ancient Greece, and look to some of the writing from back then. Oftentimes because it's withstood the test of time. I have to talk about here on the program, talk about wisdom. And the fact that it is evasive in today's day and age, in many respects and in many different areas. But the interesting thing you read about mythology and you read some of these old plays, that it's always been evasive. Times change, but do they really? So, yeah, I was looking up a play, and I'm going to get into this a little bit later on in the program, about money, wealth, socialism, and I was trying to see what the ancient Greeks thought about it. And you know, I decided today on the program, I said it's going back from the past, because oftentimes, in my writing, many of the columns that I've written over the years, I've gone to some of these stories in an effort to help explain what's happening at that point in time. Back in January of 1999, I wrote a column entitled Icarus and the Stock Market. Now, if you're not familiar with the story of Icarus, it's Icarus, a young boy who received a pair of wings. And these wings would allow him to fly. Now, before he takes off on his first flight, his father warns him, do not fly too high. Do not go too close to the sun. Your wings are going to catch fire, and you're going to crash, and you're going to die. And the boy does not heed his father's advice, and it doesn't work out too well for him at all. And again, at that point, I was talking about the dot-coms and the run-up in all the technology stocks. And, you know, check the date, January of 1999. I wasn't too popular on radio programs and television programs back then. I was the whipping boy. I was defying conventional wisdom, as we do here on the program, going against what everyone else is saying at that point in time. Back in March of 2008, I wrote a column entitled, How to Kill a Hydra. But you know what a Hydra is? A monster? It was basically a water snake dragon thing. It had multiple heads, poisonous blood. Its breath was poisonous. And the Hydra guarded the passage to the underworld. Now, when someone wanted to go and try to kill the Hydra, and actually was lucky enough to sever one of the heads of the Hydra, another two grew back. Uh-oh. Uh-oh, that wasn't good. But anyway, eventually Hercules and his cousin figured it out. After they chopped a head off, they burned the stump. And that article I was talking about, all of the exercises in futility that were taking place by the Wizards of Smart in Washington, D.C., the Treasury, you name it, all trying to fix what was going on in the financial system at that point in time. We'll fix it. Yeah, all the king's horses and all the king's men. Hey, one of my favorite stories, because I oftentimes compare myself to this fella, is the story of Sisyphus. Now, Sisyphus was the founder and king of Corinth. And he was a clever fella. He was known to be a bit crafty throughout his entire life. And Sisyphus, he saved his greatest win, his greatest triumph, for last. Now, when the god of the underworld, Hades, came to claim him personally for the kingdom of the dead, Hades brought with him a pair of handcuffs, which at the time was a bit of a novelty. Now, Sisyphus, being the shrewd fella, true to his character, asked all the right questions and expressed such an interest in Hades' handcuffs that Hades was persuaded to demonstrate their use on himself. That's how the god of the underworld found himself locked in Sisyphus' closet for days. Now, again, you got to imagine this in story. With Hades locked in the closet, he couldn't perform his duties, which was basically carting people off to the underworld. So, obviously, that kind of screwed things up in Greece, made things a little bit out of whack. So if you were a soldier and you happened to be chopped to bits in battle that day, guess what? You're showing up that evening at the taverna and you're downing ouzo and octopus. So nobody could die, basically. Eventually, Hades got out and Sisyphus was ordered to the underworld for the internal assignment. But again, the trickster, he had other ideas. Sisyphus told his wife not to bury him. So when he arrived in the underworld, he complained to Persephone, the queen of the dead, that he had not been accorded the proper funeral honors. Even more, he pleaded that an unburied corpse had no business on the far side of the river Styx. His wife did not place a coin under his tongue to secure passage with the ferryman. Surely your highness should realize I must be given leave to return topside to make things right. And Persephone agreed. Sisyphus made his way back to the beautiful land of grilled fish and sunshine, where he Oh, he forgot about funerals and coins and promises, and he partied like it was 5,000 B.C. Now, sure enough, Hades did show up and brought him back down, and guess what? That was it. He was assigned. His crime against Hades, is that for an eternity he had hard, frustrating labor. Sisyphus' assignment was to roll a great boulder to the top of a hill. Only every time Sisyphus attained the summit, the boulder would roll back down again. Those Greek gods could be tough, huh? Reason why I like that story, because it shows, well, the frustration that Sisyphus is now enduring for eternity, according to the Greek legend, right? I wrote the story about Sisyphus and Moi, Sisyphus and the Watchdog, back in September 2005. And at that point in time, we were dealing with, it's always been a point in time, rip-off, scam, scam, rip-off, scam, rip-off, rinse, repeat, over and over again. I did mention this on the program. I said back around 2005, I can go back to my old recordings. I can go access my old recordings, and you'll hear me yelling and screaming on the program. I don't do that as much anymore. I know sometimes I revert and I start yelling and screaming, getting all bent out of shape. I was frustrated. And the reason why is, again, I lose a lot. Every day, we here at the program, we at Markowski Investments, we push the rock to the top of the hill, and it rolls back down on top of us. Again and again and again. Not all the time. It's not as bad as it is for Sisyphus, but often, yes, it does. We come here, we talk about various different rip-off scams, how to avoid being baited, how to avoid being scammed, what these con artists are going to do. We constantly, our phone lines are open all the time. We have 24-hour-a-day help hotline, our website. People contacting us, sending us emails, asking questions about various different investment firms out there. Who's good? Who's bad? Well, again, we fill you in. And, you know, it was true back in 2005. It's true today. True back in 2005. True in 2019. There hasn't been one time. Hasn't been one time where I've had someone contact us that we warned, tried to help out, point in the right direction. Not once. Has anyone contacted us and said, Chris, you're wrong. You're wrong. Matt, you're wrong. Michael, you're wrong. I made a fortune with that guy. That things worked out great. You're an idiot. Not once. And one would assume that if we screwed up, someone would like to basically rub our noses in it. But no. Listen, I can't time the market. I can't. We told you that here. Yeah, we take a look at our track record. Well, we're pretty good at calling things. But hey, look it. Icarus in the stock market, January 1999. Market went up over the next year when I was warning people, hey, listen, this is not good. Valuations are insane. But we were right. But one thing we are good at is understanding who the good guys are and the bad guys are. We see right through this stuff. This past week, I was provided a list by the Securities and Exchange Commission. They just released an updated list of fake firms. fake investment firms and bogus regulators. Now, if I were to print this list up, this is the SEC's list. This is what they know that's out there. They really can't do anything about it. They're letting us know. You're not seeing anything extra. Everybody should go check this list to make sure whether or not your firm is a good one or your firm is a bad one. If I was to print the list out, it's close to 130 pages long, and it's not one per page. You understand me? It's a list. That's how bad it is out there. This is what we're trying to protect people from again and again and again, over and over. Hey, listen. Listen, it's not just these small little bad brokerage firms and outfits out there. We go after the big firms as well. What I'm asking of my listeners out there is to check. Check. We're here to help you. We're here to help you. You don't have to do business with us. You don't. You don't have to do it. I could care less. We're here to help. We're here to help people avoid being ripped off and scammed. One of the many things that we do. And I brought this up at the beginning of the program today because, again, I was showing a little bit of frustration. The amount of firms that are still added to this list, that are continuing to be added to this list. You need to stop being a victim. One more thing before we got to go to break. You want to know why I stopped yelling? I stopped getting angry about these things. I changed my mode of thinking. I'm a big believer in personal responsibility. We're big believers in personal responsibility here on the program. You need to own it. There's no reason for you to get ripped off or scammed. None. Especially after you have listened to this program, none. If it happens, I feel bad for you, but whose fault is it? It's yours. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great things at the site. Account repair kits, college planning kits, annuity help kits, you name it. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com or give us a call, 800-471-5989.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes, plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, your military talk radio show. Army clothing experts are testing new extreme cold weather gear that's designed to be lighter, better fitting, and more effective in colder conditions than the current layering system. This winter, researchers at the Army's Combat Capabilities Development Command Soldier Center plan to field test the cold temperature Arctic system, a prototype system designed to be effective down to minus 65 degrees Fahrenheit. The current cold weather clothing, a seven-level system that offers options from base layers to an extreme cold jacket and pants, is designed to be effective to minus 60 degrees Fahrenheit, but currently it performs at the negative 40 to 45 degree range. Quote, we want a system effective down to the negative 65 degrees, Hey, but we don't need this because we're experiencing global warming, right? Well, thank you for joining me for A Minute with the Colonel.
Ready for a great day on the boat?
Oh, yeah. Hand me that cooler, will you?
Okay. That everything?
Food, sunscreen, tackle, bait, life jackets?
Nah, we won't need them.
Yeah, but I kind of promised my wife.
No, life jacket. That's a deal breaker, Robert.
Yeah, and I promised my daughter.
Come on, Daddy.
Hand me one of those life jackets, will you?
Yeah. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and the women who nag you. love you.
We are back, and we are looking at a pretty lopsided matchup, Jim.
That's right, Ron. I mean, in one corner, we've got a 175-pound guy, and in the other, a 6,000-ton heavyweight train?
Jim, this guy has no idea what he's getting himself into.
It's no contest. Every day, people tempt fate and die trespassing on railroad tracks. See tracks, think train.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street. Show. I have to comment on some of the latest, some of the big changes that were just made by the Securities and Exchange Commission and how they're going to go about labeling stockbrokers and advisors. There's new SEC rules. And in my opinion, what it's going to do is just, well, you know what we're going to have? It's going to sow a lot more confusion, and it's going to also, I guess if you're going to have, if you're one of the people that still have an account at a brokerage firm, why? I don't know. I don't care if it's Morgan Stanley, Merrill. It doesn't make any difference. You might have to invest in a really good microscope because the disclaimers that you're going to start seeing that are written in that really, really, really small, itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny font, you're going to start getting a lot more of that. There's new conduct rules that were just passed. It's called Regulation Best Interest. And what this is supposed to do is supposed to improve the quality and transparency in the financial advice business. And what it does, it will basically help clarify what kind of relationship a client has with their financial advisor and what conflicts the representative has. Now, the brokerage industry, they like these new rules. I don't. Brokers are now, they can now advertise and tell clients that they serve their best interest. But to me, it's a bit disingenuous. These new rules make it easier for a broker to basically fulfill that duty in saying that I'm working in your best interest by disclosing how they are not. Again, all they need to do is to put into some itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny, fine print their various different conflicts, and they're off the hook. They are still not a fiduciary. You get it? They are still not a fiduciary. There is a big difference between the two. I don't understand for the life of me. It doesn't cost you any more money. It doesn't cost you. Why you wouldn't want to work with someone that by law has to do the right thing by you? Why? If you had the choice between doctors and you had the doctor that, as long as I put something in small print somewhere, I mean, you know, maybe I'll perform that procedure that they really don't need. And the doctor that is going to always do the right thing by you, who would you choose? There is a difference between the two. And the reality is that any publicly traded investment firm, bank, you name it. They cannot act in that capacity. They cannot act in that capacity. Why? Because their fiduciary duty is not to the client. It's not to their customers. It's to their shareholders. Why do you think Markowski Investments will never, ever, ever go public? Just that simple. Got to take a break, everyone. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street Show. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Reminder again, take advantage of all the great things that we have at our site. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com or give us a call, 800-471-5984.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is now calling on China and Ukraine to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his son, Hunter.
Because nobody has any doubt that they weren't crooked. That was a crooked deal, 100%.
The president, speaking outside the White House before heading off to Florida, also says the Bidens have scammed other countries.
You may very well find that there are many other countries that they scam, just like they scammed China and Ukraine.
Victims of the Las Vegas shooting are about to get at least $735 million. Their attorneys say that's what MGM Resorts has agreed to pay, but it could go up to $800 million. The settlement comes just as the city marked the two-year anniversary this week of the shooting. 85 people were killed and hundreds more were hurt when a gunman opened fire at a country music festival from his room at the Mandalay Bay. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everyone. Next story. I talked about this past week on the podcast as well. And I want to share it with all of my radio listeners all across the country as well, because I think it's important. It's a really good teachable moment. One of the things we try to do, try to demonstrate how the world works here and use examples so you can make greater sense out of it. I started reading the Wall Street Journal a little bit, not a lot, a little bit, decades ago when I was in college. And I'm going to be honest with you, I didn't understand a lot of it. A lot of it was kind of boring to me. It was. And I basically, every day, I pick the thing up, and it's changed drastically. And I've been very, very critical of the paper over the past several years in regards to the quality of the reporting that they've been putting out. They changed. News Corp bought the Wall Street Journal, and most certainly they have improved with their pictures, a lot more stories on travel and luxury real estate and other destinations and wine and things like that. But as far as their business reporting is concerned, it's gone straight downhill. It is, you want to call it, people like to call it a conservative publication. I like to call it the publication for the conservative side of the establishment. What we often like to equate in terms of Caddyshack as the Bushwood Republicans. We give credit where credit's due when people put out good articles. We are an equal opportunity basher here on the program. And I got to come after the Wall Street Journal editorial board. They put out a editorial piece, and it was satire. It was a satire of the search that's been ongoing for Wells Fargo and how Wells Fargo is trying to find a CEO. And they write, wanted for top post in West Coast financial industry, a savvy manager who understands contemporary politics. Prior job holder resigned in March after failing to appreciate the bank's new status as a public utility. Company currently operates under the supervision of the Federal Reserve and Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, and the right candidate must be eager to follow their orders. Government consent decree prohibits growth until regulators are satisfied that corporate culture has changed. The winning candidate will never have been overheard using the phrase return on equity. Hardy har har har. Listen. I'm reading this, and I'm saying to myself, I'm laughing I am. Because I got a sinking suspicion that people at the Wall Street editorial board understand how the world works. Wells Fargo is bloody omnipotent. If any smaller outfit, mid-sized bank, did what they did, they would be no longer. They would be put out of business. And they're giving this woe is me story for Wells Fargo. Why would anybody feel sorry for Wells Fargo? They can't die. They can't die. They go on in the column. They said, candidate must have no banking experience or familiarity with finance or ideally numbers. Should be adept at dealing with difficult clients and not mind being kicked around by politicians or vilified on social media. Give me a break. Again, you read this, you got to understand how to read through the bull excrement. Those congressional hearings that you see where you have various different politicians wagging their finger and yelling and screaming at some executive, it's a joke. It's not real. It's professional wrestling. Professional wrestling. I think I equated to it this past week. It's like Hulk Hogan and King Kong Bundy back in the day. Professional wrestlers going at it in the ring. Do you think King Kong Bundy and Hulk Hogan aren't friends outside of the ring where it's all fake? Of course they are. As soon as those hearings are over, the politicians make for their next fundraiser where the people they were yelling and screaming at show up and give them money. That's how it works. The Wall Street Journal editorial board wants you to think something else. The reality is that white-collar crime, if you're at a certain level here in the United States, pays. White-collar crime pays. I'm going to take a quick break and I'll delve further into that when we get back. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere.
So you sit down and do your budget and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Sadly, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year. Even sadder, most of these deaths are preventable with a few lifestyle changes, including regular activity, healthier eating, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. And if your doctor recommends lifestyle changes or medication, listen. The reason so many die is because not enough are willing to change. You can stop it, starting right now. It's your life. Listen to your doctor. Eat better. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street show. You know, it was said that Andrew Carnegie could have cared less. Could have cared less if the government socialized the steel industry. Why would he care? Why would he care? That would essentially wipe out his competition. He would be the only game in town. Take a look at the concentration of money here in this country in the too big to fail banks. Oh, no. They got to answer to some regulators. Woe is them. Woe is them. They're able to go out and access money at rates that nobody else can. Can anybody see any sort of new bank coming and taking these banks out the right way, the American way, by building a better mousetrap through competition? Uh-uh. Not going to happen. When I say that white-collar crime pays, it does. Let's take a look at various different executives from Wells Fargo. They get in trouble for presiding over a bank that was making up customer accounts. They knew exactly what they were doing, putting auto insurance on people's bills that they didn't even need. And we can go on and on and on again. Hey, listen, I'm picking on Wells Fargo right now, but they've all done it. They all do it. Why? Because they can. Because they can. Remember Attorney General for Barack Obama, Eric Holder, was asked about this, and I'm paraphrasing. Yeah, we can't go after, these executives. What are we going to do? It's bad for the economy. They pay a fine. They don't pay a fine. That's the reality. They don't pay a fine. The shareholders of the company pay the fine. Sure. Some of these executives, they might lose their job. Oh, yip-de-dah. Oh, big deal. They've already made tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars. Oh, I know. It's going to be real rough on them, right? Well, they're not going to be able to buy the 120-foot yacht. They're going to only be able to get the 100-foot yacht. Oh, no. They don't have any skin in the game. They don't. There is no downside for them. You know the problem with corporate America? Hey, people love talking about income inequality now. It's not income inequality. It's downside inequality. You got way too many people out there. And it's not just, I'm just talking about big business. You're talking politicians. You're talking the media. You're talking pundits. No matter what they say, no matter what they do, no matter what type of pain that they unleash on their clients or society at large, what happens to them? Nothing. Nothing. Hey, it's what I look for all the time. Who has skin in the game and who doesn't? You know what? I'm going to grab something during it. Tlaib put together a really interesting chart that kind of explains all this. We'll talk about it when we get back. Watchdog on WallStreet.com, our site. Watchdog on WallStreet.com, newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners. Don't go away.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. You know what? Let's share some of these asymmetries that we have in society. And Tlaib put this chart together, and again, he's a thousand powers smarter than I am. But again, these are many of the things that we have discussed in some way, shape, matter, or form over the past 20 years here on the program. What does it mean? No skin in the game. What does that mean? What am I saying? Basically, you keep all the upside. You transfer the downside to others. Which basically means, if you want to talk about it in terms of Wall Street or trading, you own a hidden option at someone else's expense. You can only win. You can't lose. Now, someone who has skin in the game, there's someone that keeps their own downside. And then there's others out there as well. You can take it to another level. There's others that actually, people that actually take on the downside on behalf of others. Now, who might we describe as people that have no skin in the game? They're oftentimes on Fox News and MSNBC. Bureaucrats, right? People that work in government. People that work. Whatever happens to all these bureaucrats? What happens when they screw up? What happens when they do the wrong thing? Nothing. Nothing. Who bears the price? We do. Policy wonks. These people from think tanks. Does it matter? Do they feel any sort of pain whatsoever when they screw up? Nope. They don't. I have people that actually on this level that actually take on the downside on behalf of others. You're talking saints and knights and warriors, soldiers. Other type of people, no skin in the game. Consultants. Yeah, those people that work at McKinsey. And other consultants out there that go tell the other CEOs that have no skin in the game, too. Hey, what's the big deal? Go out and borrow a ton of money. Expand. Who cares? If it works, it works. It doesn't, it doesn't. What's your downside? You're still getting paid. Sophist, who's the opposite, who has skin in the game? Merchants. Businessmen. People own their own business. Who doesn't have skin in the game? Yeah, big corporations. Big corporations with access to the state. Like the big banks I've been talking about. Big corporations with access to the state. Remember, we've talked about that in terms of regulatory capture. Businesses that are able to insulate themselves from downside. Warren Buffett actually invests based upon that. And you want to know what? You don't think that we look at it too? We do. We do. They've got a hidden option. They can't go out of business. Doesn't have that. And you could basically throw in corporate executives that are wearing a fancy suit and tie. Entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurs have skin in the game. Another group out there. We see them all the time. Scientists who play the system. Data miners. People who are involved in observational studies. The ones that do. Real scientists, laboratory, and field experimenters. Why doesn't have skin in the game? Centralized government. Washington, D.C. No skin in the game. Again, you're in, you're in. Someone was asking me the other day, oh, man, I see Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's poll numbers. Well, she's not looking too good in her district. Like, so? So what if she loses? Fascinating. You could say, boo, she's going to have a job at some sort of think tank. She'll be a paid contributor on one of the major networks. She's going to do just fine. The opposite of that, smaller government, city states. Another one doesn't have, they don't have skin in the game anymore. Journalists who, rather than do their job, the ones that analyze and predict. Then you got to take a look at journalists who actually go out there the opposite. Journalists who actually take risks, expose frauds, expose powerful regimes, expose the bad guys. And they're few and far between. Politicians, especially in today's day and age. No skin in the game. None whatsoever. They're part of the establishment. They're okay. Activists. I would kind of consider what we do here at the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. We are an activist program. Different. Another one doesn't have skin in the game. Bankers. Big bankers. They don't. Want to know who does? Investors. People have to actually have to bear the pain if they screw something up. You want another good way of kind of deciphering who these people are? The people out there that seek awards, that look for prizes, that look for honors, ceremonies. Oh, they do this all the time. Who was the other day? What's it? Jeff Zucker. Jeff Zucker. They had to have some sort of award for Jeff Zucker, for some media thing. For what? For what? Driving CNN into the tank? They did the same thing after Dan Rather got fired for lying, the fake but true documents. What do they do next week? They honor the guy. People are looking to do all this sort of stuff. Membership in academies. Oh, and people want to get their, well, I got to have a handshake with Obama. Nah. The opposite, the ones that are actually awarded for their positions by dying. Socrates, Jesus, St. Catherine, Joan of Arc. There's your difference. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back. I might not give the answer that you
want me to. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Yeah.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Special Envoy to Ukraine Kurt Volker is one of the first Trump administration officials testifying as part of the House impeachment inquiry. Volker is testifying before three House panels behind closed doors. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio with an update.
Nothing he has said supports the narrative you've been hearing from Mr. Schiff and the Democrats. Nothing.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy added his name to a resolution on Wednesday that would censure House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff for reading a parody version of President Trump's phone call with the Ukrainian president during a hearing last week.
He should be removed from the chairmanship of the Intel Committee. And one person makes that decision, the Speaker of the House.
McCarthy speaking there on Fox News. The California Republican also is calling on Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi to suspend the impeachment inquiry. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that are yet to come? Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
President Trump's job approval is higher than what Americans think of him as a person. USA Radio Network's John Clemens explains.
That's a finding from a Gallup survey that found 40% of those polled approved of his job performance, while only 34% approve him as a person. After you drill down some of the numbers, you see one of the biggest gaps is among people who attend church on a regular basis. Within that group, 54% approved of his job performance, but only 44% of those who attend church every week approved of him as a person. This could put pressure on Mr. Trump to keep this group satisfied through presidential elections and policies rather than the personal expressions he would want to make.
Walmart is testing a new program to help their employees afford health care. It will put patients in touch with nearby doctors. The program begins on Thursday in Texas, Arkansas, and Florida. The company will also test a concierge service for billing and appointments in North and South Carolina. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A new poll from the University of California, Berkeley, found that more than half of California voters have thought about moving out of the state. A full 74% of the state's very conservative voters say they're looking to moving, and 84% of those cite California's political culture as their main reason for leaving. Chuck DeVore is a former California assemblyman who used to live in California and now moved to Texas. He says this poll also tells us
conservatives in California aren't just upset about high housing costs or high taxes. They're growing increasingly concerned about the state's hostile political climate.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are suing a British tabloid. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
A British tabloid is facing a lawsuit from a member of the royal family. Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, says the paper illegally published a personal letter that she wrote to her father. The civil suit accuses the Mail on Sunday of copyright infringement, misuse of private information, and violating the UK's data protection law with intrusive publication of the letter. A spokeswoman for the law firm handling the case said Prince Harry accused the Mail on Sunday of editing the letter in an intentionally destructive manner. He posted on the couple's royal website, "I've been a silent witness to a private suffering for too long. To stand back and do nothing would be contrary to everything we believe in."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and